From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. On Tuesday, Australia suspended its airstrikes against Islamic State group targets in Syria as a precaution after a U.S. fighter jet shot down a Syrian warplane earlier this week. Russia then warned the U.S.-led coalition from flying over Syrian army positions west of the Euphrates River. General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, said communications with Russian counterparts are being kept open.
All of our operations in and around Iraq and southern Syria are designed specifically to get after ISIS, and we have agreed in the past, that is, we in the Russian Federation and pro-regime forces, that operations that the coalition was conducting in Syria were effectively degrading ISIS's capability, and we'll work to restore that deconfliction chain in the next few hours.
The announcement from Australia's capital city came after a two-day truce collapsed in the southern Syrian city of Dara and nearby areas where government forces have gained ground. Australia is part of a U.S.-led coalition that has been waging war against Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq. A suicide car bombing in the Somali capital has killed at least 10 people and injured 18, according to witnesses and local officials. Militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's attack on a local administration building in the Wadajir district of Mogadishu. A minibus laden with explosives hit the building at about 12:40 p.m. local time as a group of youth and women activists were meeting inside. Rescuers are using bulldozers in an attempt to find survivors and bodies among the rubble. Al-Shabaab has stepped up its suicide attacks in the capital this year. This is VOA News.